you should be on a fiver.
Just a fiver?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think you're worth more than a pound.
If I die, just incinerate my phone. I'm begging you.
Honestly, I preferred it when you weren't here. I'm going to be honest with you.
Me?
It's just a lot. You keep pressing things with your spindly little fingers and it's getting right on my nerves.
There is not a pair of underwear in the market called Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock. I refuse.
Well, you say that, Liv. Have a look at this. That one's a hot dog.
Are you joking?
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
This is the Sunday Roast Reheated. All the extra bits from the Sunday Roast with me, Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood, just with a little bit of extra smut.
If you're easily offended, this would be your time to kind of scroll along, move on to the next pod.
Go and look for something wholesome.
This is not going to be it. This is not going to be a spiritual experience. It's going to be swearing. It's going to be quite miserable in parts.
This is exactly for the people that can actually take a joke.
You okay?
So I just choked then.
Did you say take a joke?
Take a joke.
Okay, well, we've both got a good sense of humour. It's all we've got.
Yeah, without that, we wouldn't be doing very well, would we? Right, shall we crack on?
Let's do it.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
So this is The Week Roasted, where we look at all of the news that's happened this week and basically roast it, okay, make fun of it. So the Bank of England have requested the public's help to redesign banknotes.
Ooh. I mean, asking the public to do anything is a rogue move, isn't it, really?
Well, we just spoke off air and we were trying to think what even is on a note anymore, because you hardly ever see cash. I thought it was still the Queen, is it not? Or is it the King?
I would love to answer that, but I will sound stupid, so I'm just going to move on.
Someone has suggested it could be the King's face with Greg's state paper. Why do people keep trying to push Greg so hard?
I honestly don't get
good.
It. No, it's not, is
it's
it?
Not that
I honestly
good.
Don't. But another one is Phil Mitchell.
Yeah,
that
like
one I can
that.
See. Steve McFadden. Staying down the EastEnders theme, you've got Ian Beale crying.
I've got nothing left.
I've got nothing left.
Yeah, it's a really iconic.
I really like that. Do you know what? I might have to just play that again because it really makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I've got nothing left.
Kind of how I feel on most Sunday mornings, if I'm honest with you. I personally think, and I think this is a genuine suggestion, I have mentioned it to you before, you are iconic.
Thank you.
I think you should be on a fiver.
Just a fiver?
I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think you're worth more than a pound. But as it's bank notes, I think a fiver would be good for you.
I mean, I'd take it. If they want me to go on it, I'll do it. I've got a great side profile now.
Yeah, you do have a really good side profile.
Now.
Olivia Atwood, £5 note. I imagine there'd be loads of rhyming slang we can do with that.
Shut up! Dua Lipa's gone viral this week for celebrating her sold-out tour by splitting the G in a Dublin pub. So essentially, it's when you drink a Guinness, you drink it down to where the G is on the glass. You and I did it on the show.
Yeah.
With a non-alcoholic version. It was thrilling.
Oh, that was beautiful. I'm bang on the G.
Same.
You actually? Okay, Liv's currently choking.
It
Liv, what's happening?
So bad.
What are you talking
someone's
about?
Someone's had a lot of bad things in their mouth, and I can say that with full confidence. It's up there with the worst.
On that note?
No.
So you've heard us talk about The Week Roasted on the radio, but this is all the news that we can't talk about on there. Last week we spoke about a guy who, well, his cock had come out when he was doing the hurdles.
Yeah,
effectively,
his penis
but he still
came
won.
Out the bottom of his shorts.
Yes.
I've spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Well, you've spent a lot of time watching it. The hits on YouTube have gone up massively, and I think that is all coming from your IP address.
Why they have to blur it out? Like, let a girl live.
I know, your search history is unblurred cock
my
runner.
Guys, if I die, just incinerate my fucking phone. I'm begging you.
Liv, if you die, can I have your phone?
Yeah, you could have it because you would probably enjoy a lot of the stuff that I look at. And actually, hold on, let me just give you some context. It's because I'm doing Getting Filthy Rich documentary again. It's research.
Okay, excellent. That is the weirdest roundabout way of plugging the show I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was actually a really aggressive plug, but also, yeah, it's true.
So, the cock runner, which is what I've nicknamed him, he's actually been offered...
Right...
an underwear campaign.
As he should.
To be an underwear model. Shinisty has contacted Robinson
okay.
to see whether or not he will model their new Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock.
That's not real. Sorry. There is not a pair of underwear in the market called Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock. I refuse.
Well, you say that, Liv. Have a look at this. That one's a hot dog.
No, fuck off, Pete. Are you joking?
So basically, it's just boxers.
Novelty boxers.
No, what it is there's a specific area that you can
oh
put your...
Oh, my God, you actually put your bits inside the pouch to stop them coming.
I think that must be it. So actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, I take it all back.
Yeah.
On a real sense, he should probably invest in a pair of those.
Do you think, like, if my cock accidentally fell out, I'd get an underwear deal?
No one would see it. If someone was right next to you, they might...
I'm going to be honest with you, if this is the first time you've been listening to Sunday Roast Reheated, I do apologise, but we did warn you. It has been a warning. Can you believe that we managed to get through a whole radio show on Sundays without discussing this sort of stuff?
It's mental.
Yeah, it's wild. If you imagine what we're doing when the music's playing, this is it.
Me and the Spegosaurus over here just fucking talking about his...
Oh, dear, that's great nicknames. Anyway, I think we should just move on as quick as possible.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not hungover, because you have reason to celebrate. Guys, if you didn't know, you're going to know now that Pete's documentary For Dog's Sake, a four-part documentary with Dogs Trust, won Best Popular Factual Programme at the Broadcast Awards.
Yeah, I'm an award winner 2 weeks in a row.
Amazing.
I mean, I'm not up for anything this week, so I was hoping you were going to bring in a medal or something, because this week's going to feel quite dull.
As much as I'm happy for you, I'm feeling a little bit threatened, because we're now level. We are award for award.
Yeah, so we both got awards for TV programmes, both got awards for podcasts, so we are levels you devils.
Yeah, I'd never heard that expression until you said it earlier.
And how do you feel about it? Do you like it?
I don't mind it. Like, obviously, I preferred it when it was just me and I could gloat, but yeah. I am very proud of you.
Thank you. That means a lot. So is this like a race to the third award?
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, imagine if we could win one together.
That would be even better. Imagine the celebration party for that award show.
Social media has been just the gift that keeps on giving this week.
Of course.
People that have basically commented on who we remind them of. I'm jealous of yours.
Okay.
Because yours is actually good.
But I screenshotted mine and put it on my story because I loved it so much.
Yeah, like mine, not so good. So someone on social said Liv is the female version of Theo Von Doom, who is the mullet funny guy and podcaster.
He's an American comedian and he's very funny.
He actually is. I don't often find comedians funny.
But he's kind of off the wall and he just comes out a lot of random stuff. So I can now kind of see it, because I do come out with a lot of random shit on this show.
I mean, you're one of the funniest people I know.
Oh, and... my God, shut up, am I actually?
Yeah. I will give you that. Listen, and now and then I can be nice. And I don't normally like comedians, but I do actually find him quite
funny.
He's
very funny.
Yeah, so I actually get that one.
We did a little Glastonbury review. Oh, my God, guys, sorry. The Glastonbury goers were pressed in the comments.
Were they actually?
We were getting called wankers. I don't mind. I love a little bit of rage bait online. Anything to, like, boost the algorithm. We're catching some heat, the Glastonbury goers. They're like, they don't get it. It's not for
them. No, they don't get it. They don't understand. They weren't there. Yeah. They don't understand.
And he's just perfectly set us up. A lot of comments were saying that Pete, when he does his posh guy voice, he sounds like Stewie from Family Guy. And you do.
Do I?
I'm actually starting to get a little worried, you know?
It's just the posh Glasto people, isn't it? Do we actually anger them? Do you know what? That makes me quite happy.
Oh, same. I was like, loving it.
If anything, I know a lot of people don't like it. I'm like, fucking bring it on.
What are you going to do, bad boy?
I'm at Stewie. Do you know what I mean?
Someone wrote, it just sounds like two people that are so pissed off because they weren't invited. So I just couldn't help myself reply being like, actually, we were both invited.
I'll be honest with you, we were both invited VIP and turned it down.
How's that, motherfucker?
My toxic trait is like, if someone like rages at me on socials, I have to reply, but like in a really annoying passive. I'll be like, oh my God, hon, are you okay?
Yeah, you're so passive aggressive.
We had a one that wrote an essay, like he wrote like this, and it had like 200 likes. So I just wrote underneath, like, oh my God, are you okay? Because I was like, what? Who has that much time?
I've got to say, like, comments and social media hate stuff, I'm quite lucky. I don't really get an awful lot. What I get people is trying to give me constructive criticism.
Oh no.
And that makes me even more angry. Like, obviously, my hair is a lot shorter. I've got this one person. Yeah. And just repeatedly goes, no, you've lost it since you're here. I'm just saying, darling. I don't know what you're worrying about my fucking barnacle.
No, but it's really weird. I get a lot of like, Liv, I love you, but.
But, yeah.
The pre-insult. Yeah. I love you, but you look like shit.
Do you want me to stop doing that? Sorry, I just.
Someone keeps writing to me on TikTok saying, your alcohol habit's going to ruin your career. I'm like, Mum, get off TikTok.
I wonder if it's your mum that keeps saying that to me as well.
No, she loves your haircut. She's noticed it as well.
Oh, has she?
Which is interesting, because her own kids could shave their heads and it would take about a month for her to notice. So.
And she was happy with it?
Yeah, she says she likes it.
Oh, excellent. Well, big up, Jennifer. Swedish House Mafia on Kiss. Mm. It's like blokes in clubs, man bags, T-shirts, sunglasses, that sort of thing.
Do you carry a little bag to the club?
No, I don't.
Not like under your shoulder, a little wash bag?
No, I don't think I can get away with a wash bag, man
bag
thing.
You're quite a sweaty little guy, so not a little aftershave in there, little, you know, aerosol?
No, but listen, I am a sweaty little guy, all right? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm telling you all now, I'm a sweaty little guy, all right? If you're ever wondering, but I always smell just fragrant, just great.
Fragrant is the word.
I smell good.
Well, I am a very cold gal. I run like a lizard. I'm always cold. So I've been enjoying the heat wave. Like, I have. It's been nice for me not to be cold for once.
Not good for me, because I just sweat. And last weekend was very, very sweaty, which is why I'm happy it's cooled down a little bit. Last week I had to film. I couldn't touch my face because I was holding a puppy and sweat got into my eye and blinded me.
Gosh.
And then it looked like I was just winking at the vet. Oh. So it was very, very odd.
He's sweaty.
And she's cold-hearted.
We are about to listen to what's got on Pete Wicks's wick this week, and I'm sat at his end of the desk, so I can tell you what the first thing is.
So it was going to be bad parking, what's got on my wick this week, but actually it's sharing a microphone with Liv and her pressing buttons. Stop it. No, stop it. But on a serious note, bad parking, it really does my head in. And it's mostly people that drive your car. It's big cars, 4x4s, big cars. I have a little space that is a designated space for me. And what people do, stop pressing buttons. And what people do is they cannot park properly, which means that I can't get my car in the, it might, honestly, you go.
It's really hard to park big cars, guys.
Why are you just leaning in over me like that?
I don't have my own mic.
Honestly, I preferred it when you weren't here. I'm going to be honest with you. It's just a lot. You keep pressing things with your spindly little fingers and it's getting right on my nerves.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Attwood.
The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Attwood.
It's the Women's Euros, which have started this week, and everyone is very, very excited.
But we want you to be involved. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, I was mid-sentence, but you crack on, darling.
I don't know why I saw it. I'm really excited. The Kiss family have done a big sweepstake. Me and Pete haven't picked our teams yet, so we're going to pick it live on air with you. I've got a bucket. There's a few teams left, folded up in little pieces of paper. I'll put it over, and then you put your hand into my bucket first.
Okay, no problem.
I'm shaking them up to make it fair. Don't look, don't cheat.
All right, hold on, hold on.
Okay. Don't open it yet. Now
lovely.
I see mine.
Ooh, okay. A bit damp.
Yeah, baby.
Liv, tell me what you got.
Poland.
Poland.
Yeah.
I have got Germany.
No.
I know, you're half German.
That's
just in
not
case.
Fair.
Yeah. Do you want to know something really interesting about them too?
Go on.
Is that we are actually both in the same group as well.
Interesting. So we're rivals.
We are rivals. We're in
they
the same group.
They all are technically, aren't they?
That is how a competition works, yeah.
That's how they look.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know too much, but I don't think Germany are very good.
Oh.
From what I've
heard. Normally great at everything, so that's unusual.
Well, yeah, it's amazing. So obviously, maybe not so good at women's football or radio. hope you've got a better result than we have.
I'm calling the police.
Recently, I have got an issue with saying no to things, so I just keep saying yes to things because if people catch me in advance, like if you say to me, oh, listen, in 3 weeks' time, we've got this thing, do you mind coming with me? I'll just go, yeah. But I don't really ask any questions. And then it gets to it, and then I find out what it is, and then I can't get out of it because I don't like letting people down.
You are quite a solid, like, you stick to your word. If you say you're going to be somewhere, you do turn up.
Eventually, yeah. But it keeps getting me in trouble, and I need to learn how to say no. Like, because I feel like you're quite good at saying no. You repeatedly say no to me.
I've got better. Yeah, I think that when I get someone asked me to do something, I like stop for a minute and I think like really, like before I just reply, I go, am I going to do that? I hate to cancel on people. Mm. You know, a lot of my grandparents are dead. I can't use that.
What's the worst one you've ever used?
I've done some bad ones over the years, but I think now I'll just be honest. Like I'm an adult, like, you know, if I don't fill up to it or I've double booked, I could just be honest. I think the honesty is the best policy when it comes to, because I think people just know when you're lying to them.
Have you ever had someone cancel a plan and you know they're lying and they come up with these mad excuses? And have you ever called them out or do you just go, yeah, all right then?
I don't know if anyone's ever cancelled on me.
Oh, God, you make me sick. Do you know what? There's times like we go through and it's the hour by hour. I think, God, I like her this hour. And then you do something and then for the next hour, I think she's a knob.
I just don't think I'm someone that would get cancelled on much.
Really?
No, I'm like a good time.
The way you're talking
I'd
to me now is making
out
this
on
a challenge.
Date. I'm fun to be around. Like, I don't think anyone's really cancelling on me.
Really? So you never really had to experience it?
My parents have probably cancelled on me. Oh, you
cancelled
me when I went boarding school.
Oh, no, don't try and make me feel sorry for because in one whole segment of this show, we found out your grandparents are dead.
But one alive. Don't take
sorry,
her off
I
before
I took
time.
That, yeah. And your parents cancelled on you at boarding school. That's one of the saddest sort of sentences I've ever heard.
I know. At least I'm not emotionally damaged from it.
No, it's completely understandable. So did you know there's different types of exits? So if you actually do go to like a social event that you don't really want to be at and you go just kind of do that, this is something you do.
No, 100%.
You go and show your face and be like, look, I did
come.
Oh,
yeah, I do that a lot, yeah.
But I'm fucking off.
Yeah, I set a timer on my phone.
Have you actually done it before?
If I go to like a PR event where it's like a show face drop in, I will literally give myself 15 minutes.
Really?
I will like take the picture, walk around in one circle and I'm out.
Nice.
You don't say goodbye to anyone. That's always the key. Don't publicise the exit. Because at the end of the day, me and you both love a drink. When people come to something I'm hosting, I wouldn't know if they left through fucking Chopper. I don't know what's going on. Don't say goodbye to me either. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just go.
Well, that's basically a French exit.
That's an Irish exit, isn't it?
Well, a French exit and an Irish goodbye are basically the same thing. You're there 1 minute, you're gone the next. Like it's an Irish goodbye. That's just fucking gone. French is basically the same. It's just vanish.
A Dutch leave, same vibe.
So there's a few that are the same. Right, the French, okay. The Irish and the Dutch leave, they all seem to do the same thing, which is just fuck off when they've had enough.
Perfect.
The Scandinavian exit, that's for sort of attention seekers. Bye, guys, I'm leaving, but just shout really
loud.
It's
very Sam Thompson.
It's 100% Sam Thompson. It's sort of like Sam if he's in a bad mood, because actually we're going to get further down to what Sam actually does.
Okay, fine. The Italian goodbye, you say bye at 9 and you're still at the door at 10:30. Oh, my God.
That angers me.
I'm married to that.
No.
Like, says he's leaving. I cannot tell you the arguments we've gotten over that in the years. Like, he will give everyone the time, nice person, prick, on the way out. Like, whereas I'm like blinkers. When I've decided I'm going, I've already left.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. When I'm done, I'm done.
British exit, I'm going now, 30 minutes later, still talking by the coat rack. Yeah,
that's sort of like a slow British exit.
God.
It's just a slower telling goodbye. The Polish goodbye is basically a social marathon. You say goodbye and still don't leave.
That's me at the afters, 4 hours later, still in the kitchen, telling
there.
Someone how to sort out their marriage problems.
Yeah.
Canadian exit, sorry I'm leaving, sorry I...
This is one of my favourites, because if you don't know, Liv has mentioned it before, but she is part German.
Oh my God, you're actually remembering my full
DNA. Part Canadian. She actually got a Canadian passport, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Canadians have this reputation of being like so polite and so apologetic. Sweet,
oh, you're
chaos.
Not Canadian at all.
I don't have any of the Canadian.
You're all German,
like,
in that
German really
sense.
Got me, yeah. I'm not sorry for anything.
Do Canadians say sorry a lot?
It's
is
a
that
big,
a thing?
It's a big generalisation, but Canadians are like known to be like so nice, like the nicest people you've ever meet. Like if you're in Canada,
have you done a DNA test then? Do you know for sure?
No, I am. I'm not very Canadian in my nature. I'm way more German.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
I am soft launching a new segment here. It's Liv's Locked In.
Right.
And one thing I'm locked in on is pop culture. Basically,
gossip.
Yeah, I'm chronically online. So like a lot of the things that I am interested in or talk about, Pete has no fucking idea what I'm talking about.
It's amazing that we get on, if I'm honest with you, because we
hold
don't...
Hold on, though, because one thing, you love tits. No, hold on, there's a reason I'm bringing this in. Kylie Jenner, like a few weeks ago, she replied to someone's Instagram comment. They were like, I want to know what Kylie did to her boobs. And she replied being like, I had this surgeon, I had this size.
It's a girl I know that she replied to, Rachel Leary.
And she replied to the comment and was like, gave the deets. This is very in fashion at the minute to be like quite open online about stuff. It's quite un-Kardashian because they've always been notoriously like very secretive. However, this week, Khloe Kardashian entered the chat and she replied to someone who was talking about her face and she said, I take this as a great compliment. Here is a list of the things I've had done. But there's a nose job, there's laser hair removal, Botox and Sculpture, soft wave, collagen threads under chin and neck, facial fillers, slow and steady weight loss of around 36 kg. She emphasised that the only actual surgery was the nose job. The rest were non-surgical.
I feel like if anyone is going to know, this is your bag.
This is my bag. This is my hobby.
Well, you've got a whole documentary on this sort of stuff.
I've spent a lot of time with plastic surgeons on and off camera. Sometimes we can have conversations off camera that we can't put on air. So I have a lot of theories.
That's her plastic surgeon now, Sam. Please stop talking.
Do you know what? This is so fucking weird.
No, it's
Bible,
not.
This surgeon that I love, he's a genius. He sent me that.
We are telepathic.
Anyway, so we can speculate Ozempic use, we can speculate lipo, faceless. I'm not calling her a liar, but is it kind of looking like you're being truthful by giving a little bit but not giving everything?
Well, if you're going to act truthful, you have to be truthful.
Otherwise,
say nothing.
The thing about the Kardashians, I put this on my TikTok, that I think the people are most interested in is their bums. They've never spoke about the alleged BBLs. I know she had a nose job. I'm more interested in, like, what they did to their...
bodies, but I just don't know if they'll ever talk about it because they've kind of gone on this thing of like, oh, we love the gym and we do this, and they've sold protein shakes and stuff. So,
but the thing is, you can still go to the gym and do all that shite, but you might as well tell people that it's not just from that.
I just think it's very interesting, but watch this space. You never know who's going to be next. Is Kim going to enter the chat?
Well,
I think it's though, I actually do know who most of their doctors are because I've managed to find out through speaking to doctors.
You've always been quite open about the work that you've had done, haven't you?
Some things I've talked about really openly, and other things I'm like, I always just say to people, if something looks a little bit too good to be true.
It usually is.
It usually is.
Well, does she look good at the minute, Khloe Kardashian?
I think she's great.
Well, look, there you go. Happy days. And listen, I'm going to be nice to you again. You have had some work done.
Pete?
Yeah? Why are you worried?
Who the fuck starts a sentence with, you have had some work done?
But what I am going to say is I think you look fabulous at the minute.
Thank you. Condolences to the team.
Excellent.
You've been listening to The Sunday Roast with me, Olivia Atwood, and Pete Wicks, your favourite radio show with some extra naughty bits. Before we go, we are going to do a shout-out to Jade. She said this is her Hot Girl Walk soundtrack, and the only reason she goes outside on a Monday is to listen to our pod. Pete, do you know what Hot Girl Walk is?
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, because you explained it to me about 20 minutes ago. Well, actually, no, I still don't fully understand.
It's the girlies,
it's just going for a little trot along
walk.
The river or something, isn't it? Sunday roast reheated in years.
Yeah.
Pop down for a blank street, give it a little boomerang.
Yeah, you know.
You know what I mean?
Roast us if you want, but we'd actually love it if you left us 5 stars on anywhere you listen to these podcasts. Give us a little review. Jade, we know you'll be right in there with the 5 stars. Come on, the rest of you.
Jade, 100%, I think that could be the only 5 stars we've had so far. I haven't checked.
Who the fuck gave us one star? But if you're listening, I will use a private investigator to find your IP, come to your house.
I'm going to be honest with you, Liv, if they left 1 star, I don't think they're listening.
Shove your dinner up your arsehole.
They're not going to give it 1 star and go, this is crap, and keep tuning in, are
they? They're haters.
Yeah, that is true.
It's one of your exes, or one of mine. Could be anyone.
Could be anyone.
It's probably my mum. The Sunday Roast. Reheated.